are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So pills made out of poop. I'm going to be talking about this on Doug McIntyre in the morning tomorrow at KABC Los Angeles. Pills made from poop can cure some serious infections. We've actually talked about this on the show, but we might as well talk about it some more because anytime there's any talk about poop, I'm there. This is a very interesting article on where the poor and uninsured Americans live. A very interesting display of a map with a disproportionate amount of people who are underserved when it comes to health care. We're going to talk about who seems to make up a big amount of these people. We got to talk about this tropical storm that we're watching, Tropical Storm Karen. We also have to talk about how hobbies can boost our brain power and how it is so important to get mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, aunt, uncle busy. As you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Lance Armstrong has finally given back his Olympic medal back to the International Olympic Committee. Now, they stripped his 2000 Sydney Games bronze medal back in January after he admitted to doping. After months of delays, he finally handed back his medal 2 weeks ago to the U.S. Olympic Committee. The IOC said yesterday that it has received the medal from the USOC and placed it in storage at its headquarters in Lausanne, Switzerland. He said, yes, we have it. It is in the vaults. I wonder what the Olympic vaults actually look like. You know, they make it sound like it probably has gold and fire and people guarding it. Do you ever just wonder it's something like on Storage Wars, right, where it would just be like a little mini storage, right? Someone's got the key. Yeah. Yeah, let's hope they don't bid on it. My husband told me that somebody just found a car from one of the old James Bond movies. I got to look that up. That was stuck in like a storage locker. He had done a storage wars, got the locker for a few $100s, and it ended up being one of the cars from the James Bond movie. How the hell was that ending up in just somebody's storage locker? I mean, storage facility. And then, of course, he sold it for millions. I want to look that up on break. Anyway, they say the return of the medal marks the end of a sad chapter in our sport. They will not reallocate Armstrong's bronze medal. Well, of course, everybody wants a fresh one, right? I mean, nobody wants somebody's reused medal. I mean, if I had a medal, I wouldn't touch it. I wouldn't kiss it. Well, you're supposed to stick it in your teeth, aren't you? Aren't you supposed to put your teeth? I forgot what you're supposed to do with the medal. Don't go to bed with it. Don't flush it in the toilet. Nothing. All right. Apparently, they will not reallocate Armstrong's bronze medal, just as it says cycling's ruling body decided not to declare any winners for the 7 Tour de France titles once held by him. He had finished third in the road time trial in Sydney behind winner and U.S. Postal Service teammate Vyacheslav Ekimov of Russia and John Ulrich of Germany. Spanish rider Abraham Olano Manzano finished fourth in Sydney, will not be upgraded, and the bronze medal will be left vacant in Olympic records. That stinks. That really stinks for the guy that won fourth place. That sucks. So he gave his Olympic medal back. Last year, Tyler Hamilton, a former Armstrong teammate, had been stripped of his gold from the 2004 Athens Olympics. All right. But Ekimov was upgraded to gold. So that, you know what I think it is? Maybe if you're first, second, or third, it's very easy to upgrade you to a different medal. But if you were out of medal contention, that's harder. To me, you'd think fourth place is fourth place. Now, Armstrong, as we know, had denied doping for years. until his confession in January in an interview with Oprah Winfrey. The confession came after the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency report had detailed widespread use of these performance-enhancing drugs by Armstrong and the USPS team. Remember we talked about erythropoietin, EPO, right, and how it increased the blood cells. It helps increase blood cell production, so that can help increase oxygenation, help you with fatigue, being winded, etc. So he was stripped of the seven Tour de France titles he won from 1999 to 2005. Many of us were like, what? What's he doing going on Oprah Winfrey? What good could that do? Because now he's going to be opening himself up to major lawsuits. And, you know, it really, really stinks. The whole Lance Armstrong issue really stunk because, we really take pride in our sports. And our kids these days don't really have a lot of people to look up to. Okay? All right? I mean, we used to revere so many people, and it's a shame. We should still revere the same people. Doctors were revered. Pilots were revered. Police officers were revered. Firefighters. I mean, and still little kids will go, oh, he's a police officer. That's wonderful. And I like that. I miss that. But nowadays, people have such cynicism. They have such criticism over everybody that we really don't have as many idols. I mean, even in our government, now mind you, our current administration, okay, has caused a lot of that, but we don't even respect our legislatures. I mean, if somebody, when I was younger, whether the congressman was Democrat or Republican, you still showed them respect. I understand about the whole concept of politicians. I understand the older we are, the wiser we are. But we just don't seem to show the respect that we do. So what we've done is we've turned to our athletes. And we've idolized our athletes. Some of our athletes have really let us down. Done some real stupid things. Dog fights, rapes, etc. But then you have somebody that looks clean. It looks like he has a clean record. Looks like he hasn't done anything. He becomes an idol to many, right? And then all of a sudden we come to find out that he was lying. He was doping the whole time, and he cheated. And he cheated at the Olympics. I mean, we like to think that the Olympics has an amazing screening filter, such that if you made it to the Olympics, not only are you pure of athletics, but you're pure in morals. And I guess we were wrong. It's a cluster, just like everything else. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233. 937 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As good as gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPACH 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So Tropical Storm Karen has formed, being the 11th named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season, and it is expected, according to USA Today, to make landfall Saturday night somewhere along the Gulf Coast. As of 2 p.m. Eastern time today, so as of 15 minutes ago, or 18 minutes ago, the storm had winds of about 65 miles an hour. It was located about 430 miles south of the mouth of the Mississippi River and was moving northwest at 12 miles per hour. They say Karen could become a hurricane before making landfall, according to AccuWeather. The tropical storm becomes a hurricane once it goes up to 74 miles per hour. Hurricane and tropical storm watches, of course, have been now posted for the U.S. Gulf Coast from Florida to Louisiana. Karen could hit near where Hurricane Katrina made landfall back in August 2005. Katrina, one of the most destructive hurricanes in U.S. history, had killed more than 1,800 people. did over $100 billion in damage. This storm, while on a similar path to Katrina, is not supposed to, I guess, from what we understand, be that bad. So the hurricane watch is now in effect from Grand Isle, Louisiana, to Indian Pass, Florida. That's a huge span. While a tropical storm watch is in effect from metropolitan New Orleans, Lake Pontchartrain, and Lake Maurepas. I apologize for the pronunciation, as well as the Gulf Coast from the west of Grand Isle to Morgan City, Louisiana. So, we've talked about hurricane preparedness, okay? We've talked about that many times. You know, I'm a huge fan of Freeze Dry Guy. Make sure you guys have your Freeze Dry Guy. Very quick shipments, very easy to get, easy to store, yummy food, inexpensive. They last for a long time. Make sure you have your water, your flashlights, your anything important, birth certificates, social security cards, and waterproof type of packaging. Make sure you have medications that you need in your emergency kit. If you're supposed to evacuate, evacuate. You know, like Chris, what did Chris Christie say last year? Right? Somebody cussed. All right. We'll keep you guys posted as we find out any more information. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Fukushima has a new leak of radioactive water which may have entered the Pacific Ocean. All right, now we remember the Fukushima nuclear plant that has been crippled since the tsunami hit back in May of 2011. They say the operator of the meltdown-plagued plant said at least 430 liters have spilled when workers overfilled a storage tank that lacked the gauge that could have warned them of the danger. They say the amount is very tiny compared to the tons of radioactive water that have already leaked, but still, we don't need any more going into the ocean. I guess the error is one of many the operator has committed as it struggles to manage what they say appears to be an endless flow. Plant operator Tokyo Electric Power Company said this morning that workers detected the water spilling from the top of one large tank and they were patrolling the site the night before. The tank is one of about 1,000 erected on the grounds around the plant to hold water used to cool the melted nuclear fuel in the broken reactors. TIPCO said the water spilled out of a concrete barrier surrounding the tank and believe that most of it reached the sea via a ditch next to the river. Remember they talked about maybe freezing the area to block it, remember? All right. In August, the utility reported a 300-ton leak from another storage tank, one of a string of leaks in recent months. That came after the utility acknowledged that contaminated groundwater was seeping into ocean at a rate of 300 tons a day. This is scary stuff. Okay, apparently, they say that the overflow occurred at a tank that did not have a water gauge and was standing on an unlevel ground, slightly tilting towards the sea. The tank was already nearly full, but workers pumped in more contaminated water into it to maximize capacity as the plant was facing a storage crunch. Unfortunately, experts have faulted TIPCO for its sloppiness, according to Mail Online, and its handling of this water management, including poor inspection records, lack of water gauges, etc. This is one cluster, just absolute cluster. The government plans on spending $470 billion to build an underground ice wall around the reactor and turbine buildings to block groundwater inflows and prevent potential leaks from spreading. Scary stuff. You know, we've talked about our situation, right? And are we prepared for a earthquake? Right, around our nuclear reactors. And no, I don't think we are. I don't think we are prepared in the very least. After Fukushima, we had the big iodine crisis where people were getting potassium iodine and nobody could get a hold of it. And they when you wanted to get the potassium iodide because they were afraid of having been exposed to radiation. Now, all the potassium iodide does is protect you against thyroid cancer. It doesn't protect you against leukemia, skin radiation, or any of the other things that happen. So, unfortunately, when we were looking for potassium iodide, nobody could find it. Right? Everybody, you know, jumped and bought it. And I'm sure everybody hopefully still has theirs. I mean, it should be good, you know, depending on its expiration. But, I how to prepare for something like this here. I know I talk about freeze dry guy, et cetera, a lot. And I mean that in all honesty. You need to have a prep pack. Right. Whether you have a little facility in your house that you could use for storage or whether you have something on the run to go, it's extremely important. Okay. We never know. The best time to prepare is when things are good. Okay? That's why we do our fire drills at school. That's why you do the earthquake drills in California like we used to do. That's why you do these drills. So that when the poop hits the fan, you know exactly what to do and where to go. So, as far as I'm concerned, you can never be prepared too early. And we are expecting some sort of big, massive earthquake. I know for decades they've been talking about the San Andreas Fault and California falling into the ocean. I don't know if I'm ready to believe that, but I do believe that all four corners of the Pacific Ocean are going to be hit. And three of them were already hit, with Chile, New Zealand, and Japan. So, the next one is supposed to. With plate tectonics and all the other science stuff that happens with earthquakes, the next predicted one, the big one, is supposed to be Eastern Pacific, Northeastern Pacific, which is our northwest coast. And I'm concerned about that, extremely concerned. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. 11-month-old Brian Jackson had been injected with HIV-tainted blood when he was just 11 months old. Now he's 20 years plus later, okay? And even though back in 1992 he was only given 5 months to live, he had defied the odds. And even though he's forgiven his father, he's doing amazing. He is, and maybe it's, yeah, he forgave his father. Maybe that's a good thing. So he had developed AIDS at the age of 5, has had a very bumpy road to recovery. One of his medications caused him to lose 70% of his hearing as a toddler. At one point, he admitted he even became suicidal. He said, I had 3 knives in front of me, but I realized there is hope, and it's not about what you have, it's what you can give. What a good way of thinking. What a good, that's great. Now at the age of 22, Jackson is in college and is thinking of a career in church ministry or politics, or maybe even the healthcare ministry. He says his Christian faith ultimately helped him to stay positive throughout his life. Good for him. I mean, that's... good for him. It's a shame. You know, I hate when I hear stories of bad things happening to good people. Okay, I look at it as bad things happen to bad people, good things happen to good people. As long as you're a good person, as long as you're an innocent little kid, nothing's going to happen to you, and that's not the case. His father injects him with HIV blood. What was he thinking? And luckily he's been able to triumph. Now, this is very interesting. Fox News reports a woman suffers from a rare stone man syndrome. Okay? Apparently, Mrs. Kerpiel, 31 years old, is one of 700 people in the world who suffer from fibrodysplasia ossificans progressiva, which is an incurable disease known as stone man syndrome because it slowly immobilizes the body. It's a mutation in the body's repair mechanism that causes muscles, tendons, ligaments to convert to bone material when damaged. She was diagnosed with the condition when she was 3 months old, 6 months after her right arm was amputated by surgeons who had thought she had cancer. But she managed to make the most of whatever movement she's had. She's met with the Dalai Lama, got married in 2002, has taken up surfing. She has a GoFundMe page to try to raise money for a surfing trip. She says, my condition has made me who I am, an optimistic person with an inner strength and a determination to exceed. Really cool stuff. Really, really cool stuff. We don't realize how lucky we have it. Okay, I mean, a lot of us have a lot of, we deal with a lot of trials and tribulations, and many of us should feel sorry for ourselves. I mean, you're allowed to, okay? It's part of the grieving process. But when you see things like this and what people have to overcome, now we are getting some breaking news. Apparently, the U.S. Capitol is on lockdown after reports of shots being fired. Over the break, we're trying to get some, more information on that. But current breaking news is the U.S. Capitol is on lockdown. Shots have been fired. We'll get you the latest on that. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Enrich and enlighten your life with the Awaken Empowered Expo, October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Experts from around the world present the latest advancements in holistic health, wellness science, and free energy technology. It's a weekend of insightful lectures, workshops, and discussions, all designed to help you reach your highest potential self, find the path that will cleanse your body and mind, and open doors to a new level of consciousness. Discover the benefits of raw food and juicing. Participate in the meditative practice of Tai Chi. Strengthen the body through yoga and view life-changing documentaries. An amazing array of exhibitors will offer the newest products and services that support a healthy and holistic lifestyle. Visit AwakenEmpoweredExpo.com for tickets. The Awaken Empowered Expo, October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Raising global consciousness as we come together to empower ourselves and each other to live to our fullest potential.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have breaking news. We just don't have any reports. It looks like a lot of confusion going on right now. Several people have been injured and shots have been fired in our state capitol. Apparently, even a police officer has been injured in the shooting. The capitol right now is on lockdown. If we get any more information during this broadcast, we will definitely bring it to you. Pretty scary stuff, but it sounds like multiple people have been injured. We're getting this from Fox News. As we get any more information, we will keep you posted. All eyes have been on Washington this week as there's been the fight over the government shutdown has entered its third day. Apparently, our $16.7 trillion debt ceiling isn't enough. It needs to be raised. We can't pay our bills. We're trying to avoid a catastrophic default on our bills. Obama's trying to calm the world down, saying, don't worry, we're going to pay our bills. And I don't see how with all the spending we've promised. A lot of back and forth. People upset that the Republicans are using Obamacare to help politicize this fight to prevent the funding. People are upset with the Democrats that they caused Obamacare to begin with. If we can't pay our bills, why the hell are we taking on Obamacare? And it's going back and forth. More people blame the Republicans for the shutdown than the Democrats, because even though the Democrats are turning down bills, they say they will turn down a bill that has nothing to do with Obamacare. From what we understand, even despite the government shutdown, we have a still have our military up and running. We still have many government offices that are quote unquote mandatory still functioning. Okay, that's where money goes to. From what I understand, the World War II Museum was open to our World War II vets, and good for them for getting that open. In fact, I think the RNC offered to pay. RNC chairman offered for them to pay to keep the World War II Museum open. So that could be open for the veterans. But, I mean, this is just one big cluster. And we've talked about this. Right now, people are so furious at government. I'm afraid more people are upset at Republicans than they should be just upset at the whole political circus that we have. I'm getting sick and tired of this whole debt ceiling talk. I'm getting sick and tired of these shutdowns. If we don't have enough money to spend, okay, then we really need to quit spending. Okay, I mean, you know, my husband and I have this conversation every month when we go over our budget. Now, I mean, our budget could be a little bit neater. Maybe it could include a little bit more stuff. But for the most part, we have the same discussion month after month. Are we bringing in less than what we're spending? If we are, we need to spend less. Now, the conversation isn't as one-sided as you think, because I really don't shop. I don't spend a lot of money. I wear scrubs to work, so I don't have to go to the department store and always buy clothes and shoes, etc. Most of my clothes have been in my closet for decades. So, you know, he doesn't have to worry about my spending, but overall, malpractice insurance, staff, rent, mortgage, family costs, things like that. So if you and I are having this discussion day after day after day, week after week, month after month of our budget, okay, then, excuse me, why the hell does our government, who, I mean, obviously there's economists, figure out how to do this? We need to run at a surplus, but we're not bringing money in. We don't have enough people paying taxes, okay? Democrats want to tax the rich even more. There's not enough rich to do that. You need to get you need to get your voters working. And the more they work, the better than they, I mean, the more of a chance they have to, I apologize, we're trying to get some breaking news in here now. Anyway, the more they work, the more they have the chance to put in tax money. So this mess that we're in, I don't see it getting better. Even if Republicans say, fine, fund Obamacare, we're going to be dealing with the same issue next year. Whether Obamacare gets funded or defunded, we're still spending too much money. Now, I'm getting some breaking news on California allowing illegal immigrants to get driver's licenses. Okay, Governor Jerry Brown has signed a bill allowing illegal immigrants to get driver's licenses. So people who come to the United States illegally will be able to get an ID and then be able to use that ID for, I guess, whatever they need an ID for. Now, immigrant advocates have long lobbied for the change in California so immigrants in the country illegally can drive without fear of being pulled over for a ticket, which could wind up getting them deported. Again, something I'm a little confused about, because if you're here illegally, then to me, that means you're doing something illegal. So, right? I mean, am I wrong? So if people are need something from America to prevent being, I guess, prosecuted for doing something illegal, why are we helping people do illegal things? You see what I mean? So I'm a little confused. Okay, so, but I guess in California, now, I mean, mind you, okay, I can understand people escaping turmoil, trying to come to safety, coming here for safety, but there's places you could go to. Okay, if you are going to try to integrate into society against the law, there's supposed to be repercussions. If not, nobody's going to follow an immigration process. So, it's extremely frustrating. But anyway, so we'll keep you posted on any new developments of that. But new licenses apparently will not be considered valid federal identification. They're supposed to be marked differently from other licenses. Now, somebody could say, well, wait a second. Okay, if there's a card that says they're illegal, why would they even want it or show it? But remember, we're not deporting our illegal immigrants anymore, it doesn't sound like. It sounds like all this tax money we're paying to ICE and our Department of Homeland Security is being used for something else. I'm not sure what. So we are not going after our illegal immigrants. From what I understand, they could be here, they could vote, etc. And if that's what the country wants, that's what we want. All right. But if it's not what we want, it's what we have. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Again, we're still trying to get some breaking news on what's happening right now in the Capitol. From what we understand, fights have been, shots have been fired. There are injured officers, multiple people injured, in terms of U.S. Capitol Police, being injured. We have, the U.S. Capitol on lockdown. As we get more information and developments, we'll tell you. Right now, from what we understand, members and aides are locked in their offices. There's a lockdown going on right now, and for everyone's protection. Not sure how security was able to be breached. We'll keep you posted. Whew, geez. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This was an interesting article, where poor and uninsured Americans live. Well, I am looking right now at a map where they look at which states are not expanding Medicaid, which states are expanding Medicaid, and then states of where they have a percentage of unemployed, uninsured, etc. Now, apparently they say many workers who are poor and uninsured have jobs in the service industry. So, for example, the total type of cashier jobs, let's say cashier jobs in the U.S., 3.8 million. They say the number of poor and uninsured, 715,000 of those cashiers, which is 19%. Cooks, 3 million cook jobs in the U.S., 520 of them, half a million, poor uninsured, that's 17% of cooks. Okay, nursing aides, orderlies, attendants, retail sales clerks, waiters and waitresses, laborers, outside construction, apparently in construction, they may even do a little worse, janitors, truck delivery, tractor drivers, all right, 8% of them poor and uninsured, housekeeper, maids, butlers, stewards, etc. Very interesting how we see many of them in Texas, the lower south, Oregon, part of Idaho, okay? Northeast, looking like they're doing okay. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing.
Voting for politicians who expose themselves, bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com, good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell-damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC. It's non-GMO and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at hempusa.org.
Are you ready for a natural disaster, a downturn in the economy, or inflation? Prepare yourself. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Learn about food and water storage, emergency power, shelters, and precious metals. Hands-on training like marksmanship, suturing classes, emergency shelters, backyard farming, and so much more. Activities for the whole family. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Tickets and schedules available at selfrelianceexpo.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You can follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia. We already talked about that. I apologize. As we're looking at breaking news, we're watching this lockdown that's happening right now in the state capitol. From what we understand, shots have been fired. Several people have been injured, including state capitol police. From what we understand, the whole capitol building is on lockdown. AIDS members are now on lockdown in their rooms, waiting to get further instruction. As we get any further information, we will keep you guys posted. Pretty scary right now. From what we understand, members of AIDS are locked in their offices. It's being reported by Fox News. Okay. In the meantime, let's go on to some other medical news. Pills made from poop can cure serious gut infections. I'm going to be talking about this on Doug McIntyre in the morning tomorrow on KABC. Los Angeles. Apparently, doctors, when we've been talking about these fecal transplants, right, okay, I think they can now do this in pill form. Remember we talked about C. diff infections, this Clostridium difficile infections, causes 500,000 infections a year in America. 500,000. 14,000 people die. This bacteria can come up from you taking antibiotics, all right, or you being immunosuppressed. The germ, the bacteria causes nausea, cramping, diarrhea, to the point that you just get dehydrated, you lose weight, etc. Okay? There are some antibiotics out there that can kill Clostridium difficile, but it could cause it to come back or cause other opportunistic infections because it is so damn strong. So studies have found that if you do fecal transplants, where if you put stool from a healthy donor into the infected person, it could restore balance. Now, usually they do the fecal transplant through like a colonoscopy or a throat tube. Okay? The enema doesn't work. So they can't enemaize somebody else's stool up into your colon because it doesn't go up that far. So they have to put a feeding tube because you're not going to want to eat somebody's poop. So they put a feeding tube into you so that it goes right into your stomach and then crawls down. Or through a colonoscopy while they're up and in there, they could do it. All right. Well, now what they're looking at is a way where they could actually do a gel capsule. Okay. Where, we use usually a relative stool. Okay. You know, many of us will tolerate our mother-in-law or our brother's stool in us as opposed to next door neighbor. It's processed in the lab to take out any food and extract the bacteria and then they clean it. Then they pack it into triple coated gel capsules. So they won't dissolve until they finally get into the intestines. So there's really no poo-poo in it. It's just the bacteria. So people don't have to think that they're eating poop. And then also, you're not supposed to, his name is Dr. Thomas Louie, you're not supposed to burp poop. So you're not going to have any stinky burps. Okay? Because all the contents of the pill is going to be dissolved once it gets into the intestine. Now, mind you, this may not be the least expensive treatment, but it is sure the heck of a lot cheaper than a colonoscopy. They say days before starting the treatment, they are given an antibiotic to kill the C. diff. On the morning of the treatment, they have an enema, so the new bacteria come in, have a nice clean slate to land. If there's other bacteria in the area, they may not land, right? They may be fought off. They say it takes 24 to 34 capsules to fit the bacteria needed for treatment. Patients will take them all in one sitting. We're not talking one pill. We're talking 24 to 34 capsules. The pills, woo, will make it all the way to the colon. Then they will then seed the colon with the natural bacteria. Now, Margaret Corbin, 69 years old, who's a retired nurse's aide from Calgary, had gone through C. diff. She said it lasted for 2 years. It was horrible. I thought I was dying. I couldn't eat. She says every time I ate anything or drank water, I was in the bathroom. I never went anywhere. I stayed home all the time. Her daughter was a donor. She took the pills made by Dr. Louie a couple years ago. She said she's been perfectly fine ever since. Now, like I said, this has been done before. We have used stool. put just how to get this into you less expensively without putting the person out, etc. They say the treatment now must be made fresh for each patient so the pills don't start to dissolve at room temperature because their water content would break down the gel coating. Minnesota doctors are testing freezing stool, which doesn't kill the bacteria, so it can be stored and shipped anywhere to a patient needed it. Okay, remember, I mean, we need to be able to get the medicines to the person, and everybody now gets their medications mail order. Other researchers are trying to find out which bacteria could help fight off the C. diff. Is there something in our colon of the trillion of bacteria that they could use? They could maybe grow it in a lab, give that to patients. So right now, it's just easier to take the poop. There's obviously something in poop preventing people from getting C. diff. And when you take an antibiotic that kills away the other bacteria, your C. diff has a chance to grow. So I like the thought process. They should go with it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Hobbies can boost our brain power in retirement, and sports, reading, traveling could stave off depression, according to Mail Online. They say scientists said stimulating activities like traveling, socializing, reading, sports keep the mind sharp but also stave off depression. That happens, and we've talked about depression. When people start to retire, I can't tell you how many times I have to treat them for depression within the first couple months. All right? There's something about being out there, moving, etc., keeping your mind stimulated that helps. We've known that. Okay? Now, just because you retire doesn't mean you're old. Okay? Many people retire in their 50s, 60s, 70s. It doesn't mean you're old. Okay, but we need to have the stress of getting up in the morning. We need to have the stress of learning something. We need to have the stress of having some sort of a deadline, which is why I urge you all to exercise. Maybe take a class, okay, get into some sort of a class where you have a cooking final, whether it's a cooking class or a language class. Why not learn a language? Why not? Remember, okay, it looks like we're going to be, you know, life expectancy is going to be moving on till to our 90s. So if you're retiring at 65, you still have a few decades to go. Okay, you might as well learn something. A team from Concordia University in Montreal suggested that people retiring from managerial jobs or professional work were more likely to keep their faculties than those who had unskilled or clerical occupations. Clinical psychologist Dr. Larry Baer, who led the study, explained retirement usually occurs right around the time when normal age-related declines in cognitive function come to the fore. All right, well, I don't want to go into all the, but absolutely, the less you do, the less stress you have, the more other things start to set in. And depression and cognitive decline go hand in hand. Pretty scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We talked about the coroner report on Glee star Corey Monteith. Apparently, it's been reported that he died of a mixed drug toxicity, including heroin and the ingestion of alcohol, most notably champagne. We talked about earlier in the show champagne and how many times champagne gets absorbed quicker than other alcohols because of the bubbliness and could be just as intoxicating. And people choose champagne purposely for that. He was 31 years old, found dead in his room. He was known as Finn on Glee. Very young, had an amazing career ahead of him. Well, already had a phenomenal career, and unfortunately lost his life in Vancouver, British Columbia on July 13th. They found drug paraphernalia, including a spoon with drug residue, a used hypodermic needle, along with two empty champagne bottles and glasses. It's a shame. He had just successfully completed rehab back in the spring, had an abstinence from drugs, and unfortunately fell back. All right, guys, please stay tuned to GCN Live as you get reports on what's happening in Capitol Hill. We'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. you're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.